Utah Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz was quick to withdraw his support of Donald Trump following a video leaked earlier this month. It showed Trump making lewd comments about women back in 2005, but a recent statement from the congressman suggests he may still vote for the GOP presidential candidate. KUER's Lee Hale reports.
Here's Chaffetz speaking to Fox 13 the night of October 7th, just hours after the infamous Trump video was released.
I'm out. I can no longer, in good conscience, endorse this person for president.
But speaking with the Daily Caller this week, Chaffetz seemed to hint that his personal vote might still go to Trump. He said, quote, I'm going to watch the debate and see how the rest of things play out, but I'm in the never Hillary camp.
He's in an odd situation in the sense that he really can't support either major party nominee, and yet he's not endorsed anyone else as well. So he's kind of in a no man's land.
Chris Karpowitz is an associate professor of political science at Brigham Young University, and he says this no man's land is unique to 2016. During a typical election year, a party politician endorses their candidate, and linked to that endorsement is their personal vote. But now many of these lawmakers are trying to separate the two.
They do seem to want to treat this as a spectrum. I'm not sure voters, at least in the past, have seen it that way at all.
But Karpowitz doesn't see this indecision affecting any of their chances at re-election, just so long as they don't go as far as re-endorsing Trump, who, according to recent polls, is as unpopular as ever among Utah voters. Lee Hale, KUER News.